You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Faculty members at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo began discussing a fast food chain on campus this week. The Academic Senate is the faculty governing body at the university and represents roughly 1,300 faculty members. The Senate is a way for them to give input on administrative decisions. Dominating the conversation of this week's meeting, removing a Chick-fil-A outlet from campus. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
You may remember the Chick-fil-A controversy of 2012. Company CEO Dan Cathy made public comments opposing same-sex marriage. As a result, there were boycotts, LGBTQ kiss-ins at Chick-fil-A restaurants, and plenty of internet videos lampooning the company. Cathy later dialed down the remarks and said he would focus on customer service instead. Then, just a few weeks ago, a news site released the 2017 tax filings of the chain's Chick-fil-A Foundation, and it was uncovered.
Chick-fil-A has donated millions of dollars to anti-LGBTQ organizations.
That's Michelle Call with the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, or GALA, of San Luis Obispo. GALA, along with other LGBTQ organizations in the county, support a move by the Cal Poly Academic Senate to oust the franchise from campus.
I think that Cal Poly really ought to not have Chick-fil-A operating on campus as they strive to work towards diversity and inclusion. I think that this also should extend to the vendors with whom they do business.
The Senate wrote a resolution saying the presence of Chick-fil-A on campus negatively impacts campus climate for many students, faculty, and staff. Meeting this week to discuss it, faculty and several students from the Queer and Trans People of Color campus organization spoke in support of the resolution, which still must pass a second reading. If it does pass, it's still up to the administration to take any action. Campus spokesperson Matt Lazier says Cal Poly hasn't received a complaint of discriminatory actions of the Chick-fil-A restaurant in its 25 years on campus. And while Cal Poly's administration doesn't agree with Chick-fil-A CEO's ideologies, Lazier said it doesn't give them license to censor a business or prohibit from operating. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.